Motor oil and garbage are just some of the pollutants that wash off urban streets and into storm sewers that empty into surface waters or flow to sewage plants. But in the Josie Heights neighborhood in Milwaukee, the streets are made of interlocking red concrete bricks set into gravel and sand, allowing precipitation to permeate into the ground. On a sunny day, developer Gauri Rodman and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett demonstrated by pouring buckets of water onto the brick and watching the water disappear.
Sit.
Presto.
Rodman says with the so-called green streets, rain gardens, and other features, the neighborhood will divert nearly 1 million gallons a year from needing wastewater treatment and reduce stormwater overflows that pollute Lake Michigan. Rodman says the subdivision is another sign that urban areas can go green.
You know, in rural areas, we've always done conservation subdivisions, but in urban areas, how do we do a traditional neighborhood and make it meet the environmental goals that we established for ourselves? And I think that this is the way to do it.
Rodman says the subdivision is designed to withstand back-to-back 100-year floods. Mayor Barrett says he's buying into the developer's promise that the brick streets won't be more expensive to maintain.
They're not supposed to break, so we'll see over time. But again, as you can see it right here, it's obviously very, very flat, and some of the people who have driven down the street have talked about how smooth the ride is.
Another developer says the green street seems to work best with lower traffic volumes and not on major thoroughfares. Homes in the still largely vacant Josie Heights subdivision are expected to go for $250,000 to $300,000. About 50 lots are available. The neighborhood is about 12 blocks northwest of downtown, and developers hope to attract double-income professional families into a part of town where much of the population is low-income. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.